Good morning. 7:36, Brock Hunter.
Hi. It's a great, great morning.
Great morning. All right, we're going to get everyone hungry again. I feel like we've done a lot of food topics, and every time I'm, like, starving after I leave work. I'm like, God, I'm just talking about food. I'm hungry.
Hungry?
Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township, who is hiring by the now, right now, special-light.com. And that's L-I-T-E, by the way. If you're looking to start a great career with awesome salary, benefits, room to grow, check out special-light.com today, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what is a food opinion that you stand by? All right? This is an opinion you have about eats that no matter what, you're standing by it.
Mm-hmm. Want me to go first?
You have some very controversial ones, in my opinion.
I have a strong opinion on this one.
Yes.
A very strong opinion. I've said it before on the show, but you know, I must say it again. I don't care. Sushi sucks, dude. It is the worst. It is the worst thing ever invented by a human being. You're wrapping seaweed around raw fish, covering it with the worst rice there is. White rice. It tastes like nothing.
Here's the thing.
It's just a weird texture.
Not all of it has seaweed. Not all of it has seaweed wrapped around, you know?
Care.
And not all of it is
fresh.
Not all of it is raw fish. You can do like a tempura, breaded and cooked. Like if you do like a shrimp tempura roll, that's breaded and cooked and thrown on there. You get some yum sauce.
Not the same. It's all the same. It all sucks. Trust me. So I used to work at a restaurant way back in the day, and we had this sushi night, right? Wednesday night, sushi night.
Yeah.
The place was packed. We made a lot of money on Wednesday nights because of it, because people love sushi so much for some god-awful reason.
Now, did you have, like, trained sushi?
Absolutely.
Professional sushi chef.
So
you
did. Rolled in every Wednesday night. Yeah,
okay.
He came in his own thing. Yeah. So some of the best sushi around. I knew it was the best sushi around. And all the employees, come on, you got to try this. I know you don't like the California roll, but you got to try this. This is so. I've tried it five times. Five
every
different
time.
Ones that I thought, all right, maybe it'll be decent.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. See, I'm surprised. You have a fairly good palate. You explore the different tastes and foods. I'm surprised that you couldn't find one.
I'm confident with that.
Like, I will literally eat sushi till I'm sick. I love it so much. Like, I love it.
Dude.
Raw, it doesn't matter.
You know why you're getting sick? Because you're eating raw fish.
I eat like 80 sushis. That's what it is. That's the problem. I love sushi, man. And I just, like, and it's tough. When you meet someone who doesn't like sushi, every single person goes, no, you're just eating the wrong sushi. You got to trust me. Try this sushi. Yeah, that's what it is.
What pisses me off, too, is the way the people that love sushi look at it when it's served to them. It's like a plate of gold.
You wreck your shorts with it, man.
The sushi. Give me that. Give me the sauces. And just like, look at that. That's going to fill you up. That's what you want? You're not eating anything else?
Fantastic, dude. God, I will eat literally. Like, I will over-order just because I know I'm going to eat it. And even late at night, because, again, it's not like you're eating it 2 days later, okay? If you're eating sushi 2 days later in your fridge, that's not good. Don't do that.
Seen sushi at a gas station before, dude. You know, I hope you choke on a sushi.
That's different there. I will not get sushi at a gas station or
what's
Walmart.
What's the difference?
Oh,
what's
my God.
What's the difference?
Man, come on now, Hunter. No.
Raw fish wrapped in seaweed.
No. You get that fresh sushi. I mean, like, the fish was caught an hour ago. Different. Very different. Very different. Now, if you go to a 7-Eleven and you get that sushi that's been sitting there for a week, that's not going to fly. That's not going to fly.
No, it's all terrible. And you know what? No, don't try to convince me to have another choice. You got to try this one. Everybody just stop.
No,
it's terrible. You should stop eating it. Dude, there's so many other good things on the menu. That's another thing that pisses me off. You ordered sushi when you have all of this stuff you could choose from? You psycho? Raw, dead fish.
You've had the wrong sushi.
I'm not paying now. You know, if you order sushi and I offer to pay, not paying.
Not doing it.
Not paying for that.
Yeah.
Sorry, you pay for your own meal.
You know, they do sushi with like steak. You can do like steak sushi. It's
you eat the steak and you throw the rest of the plate away. That's what you do.
I'll take just the steak part. You can get rid of the rest of it. All right, that's fair. All right, that's a food
medium
opinion.
Rare too.
That's a food opinion.
Don't blow that out of me.
Food opinion. You stand by. I think that's good. I have two, but you did. I'll lead into mine. You said broaden the steak is that medium rare. My food opinion that I stand by is that any steak cooked past medium rare is garbage. Throw it out. It drives me nuts when I see people get their meat medium. If I hear someone say medium well, like I automatically don't like that person. Like that's ridiculous.
Hey, they're paying for that meal. Hey, let's stand by that.
Exactly. If you ruin a great piece of steak, you know what? You're paying for everything.
Here's what you do. If you get past medium rare, you just keep going and you turn it into beef jerky.
You might as well. And don't tell me that medium is the same. No. There is a big difference. Yeah. So it's anything, any meat, medium rare. If you go past that, forget about it. It's garbage. Throw it away. It's done. It's awful.
I like my steak cooked 10 minutes on each side.
Yeah. You know, really, really blacken it. All right. I really like a nice crunch to my steak, you know? So don't do that.
Those people probably ask for ketchup too.
Well
done with ketchup.
Tell you what, just throw the ketchup on it before you cook it. I like a nice marinade of ketchup on there. The other food opinion I'll stand by is that mac and cheese is best with ketchup. To go back with the ketchup thing. So I can't, I'm a grown-ass man, and if you give me a bowl of mac and cheese, even if someone's like, oh, this is...
grown-ass man putting ketchup in your mac and cheese.
Eh? This is like gourmet mac and cheese, which that's another thing, too. When you go to a restaurant, they're like, gourmet mac and cheese, I'm like, shut up. This is not gourmet mac and cheese. Just because you put some gorgonzola on there doesn't mean it's fancy mac and cheese.
Dude,
okay?
it's pretty hard to pay like $13 for a bowl of mac and cheese.
It's mac and cheese, man.
Boxes I can get... They're like 50 cents at the store. I could have a lifetime of mac and cheese. But here's the thing. What about sriracha ketchup? Have you ever tried that?
Dude, I make it all the time, man. I make sriracha ketchup at home. Which, by the way, folks, if you're...
Mac and cheese, I mean. I'm saying.
On mac and cheese, absolutely. Absolutely. I like spicy stuff anyways. I always make like a spicy ranch. Like if I have ranch dressing, I always put a little sriracha or buffalo sauce in there. You got to have it spicy. Got to have some heat in there. Yeah.
Hey, Brock, you want me to cut up your hot dogs to put in your mac and cheese?
I got a hot dog for you. I got a hot dog. So
Jesus, you toddler.
So medium rare or less, and mac and cheese is best with ketchup. Even if you're paying like $50 and they say it's got aged Gouda on there, it doesn't matter. Ketchup on there.
In your high chair. In your high chair.
You know what? I'll put you in a high chair. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Yeah, son of a, I'll kick you. That's all I got. What is a food opinion that you stand by? We got some great answers on Facebook. We're going to get to yours. Stick around. Well, good morning. 751, Brock Hunter.
It's showtime.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's a food opinion that you stand by, all right? Something about eats that you're like, you know, this is my opinion. I don't care what you say. This is right. Mm-hmm. You're wrong. Here you go.
I don't give a damn.
Matt had a good answer. He said, there's no such thing as too much garlic. Yes, there is, Matt. Yes, there is. That's a wrong opinion.
I had a piece of bread the other day that I made into garlic bread.
Yeah.
Put a little too much garlic on there, Brock. Smelled like it the rest of the day.
Kiki really likes a lot of garlic in her dishes. We do fish or anything like that, vegetables. And I don't mind it, but you can. You can do too much. You can do too much. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mark said, when cooking meat, smoked, grilled, broiled it doesn't matter. If it's prepared and cooked right, you never, ever need a sauce. What do you think about that, Hunter?
He's saying any meat?
Any meat. If it's cooked the right way.
So, dude, here's the thing. Sauce you can have a buttery garlic sauce. I mean, sauce is everything you can marinate it with. You know what I'm saying?
I think
I disagree with him on this.
I disagree with him when it comes to steaks. However, I will say, if it's done right, a steak, you don't need sauce.
Now, I like it both ways.
If you,
you know, I'll eat a steak without the sauce
for sure
if it's really good. But you know, I like the sauce too.
No,
like,
for sure.
A lot of times I'll do 50-50. Like half the bites I'll just eat plain, half of them I'll dip.
I've been to a couple fancier restaurants, if you will, where it's like if you ask for steak sauce, you're asked to leave the restaurant. And again, the steak was probably the greatest thing I've ever had in my life. Like it was perfect, you know, aged like Wagyu beef or whatever, you know what I mean? But does that count like butter? Because lots of times it's cooked in butter, salt, pepper, you know, so I don't know.
All right, that's kind of saucy, you know? Anyway, you know what? I'm paying for the steak anyway. Yeah. I like it how I like it. Give me the damn steak.
I want that $500 steak, and then I want some open pit barbecue sauce, okay? That's what we're going
to
do.
Destroy it right in front of you, too. I want you to sit here and watch me eat it.
Let's see. Vern had a good one. The food opinion they stand by. Never trust a skinny chef. That's true. I like that.
Never trust a skinny. Yeah.
Dawn's got an interesting one. The food opinion that she stands by. Chocolate and peanut butter do not go together.
I'm not going to agree totally on that, but I'm going to agree saying Reese's Pieces Reese's is just way overrated.
Reese's peanut butter cups or just in general, like Reese's Pieces?
Reese's peanut butter cups, I should say, because I love Reese's Pieces. Those are probably the best.
Man, I don't know if I can jump on board with that, because I'm not saying they're the greatest candy ever, but they're pretty effing good. Like, I don't think they're overrated. I think they're rated exactly like they should be.
All right, so if I got a Halloween bag full of candy, I'm going to go for the Twix, the Snickers, and the Kit Kats before I'm going to go for that Reese's.
Man. I don't know. I think that's a conversation for a different day. We'll save that for Halloween time. Let's see. Kathy said pineapple does not belong on pizza. That's her food opinion she stands by.
About a burger? Nobody says a burger. Do people like pineapples on their burger?
I've had it. You do some like teriyaki sauce on there with some pineapple. Oh, yeah, real good. Real good.
Or like a chicken sandwich with a pineapple. Oh, it's good.
There you go. Nice. Laura said Miracle Whip is better than mayo. Is there a difference? Am I missing out on something? I thought Miracle Whip and mayo was the same thing.
Miracle Whip is more like, isn't it whiter? Isn't real mayonnaise more yellowy?
I thought it's the same thing. If not, okay, because I get what mayo is. Then what is Miracle Whip?
It's just, people say it's kind of like, I can't believe it's not butter and then butter. You know, it's. It's all pretty close. It's pretty close. I'm not too picky when it comes to that.
No. Let's see. Katie said cilantro is of the devil, so she's not a fan of cilantro. Okay. let's see. Bobby said.
We got a cilantro infused vodka one time. Ugh. It's terrible.
I don't do too. Well, you know what I don't get is like when you're cooking like a big dish and you're looking at the recipe and it says like, a tablespoon of cilantro or a tablespoon of paprika. You don't even taste it. And I don't want, I hate it when people are like, oh yeah, you can taste it. No, you can't. You can't taste the paprika. You did a teaspoon in there. Don't tell me it makes a difference. I don't know.
Those are the people talking about the notes in their wine.
Yeah, exactly. The tannins. You got to let the tannins breathe. can I say one, an opinion, food opinion that I stand by? And I will. I'll go to my grave with this. I think bacon's overrated. I think bacon is not as good as people make it out to be. I think it's just average at best.
Now you're really pissing people off, dude. Nobody is on your side on this, just to let you know. Bacon is one of the greatest gifts from God.
People,
I'm telling you,
have been losing their minds over bacon like the last 10 years. Like, it's nuts. Like, no joke.
What don't you like about bacon?
I think it's not that that I can feel my arteries clogging up. No, it's not that I hate bacon. I just, people are like, God, bacon! I mean, like, they're getting their...
So you don't like it because people like it too much.
Like, and
I
here's
do that
the thing.
With things too.
If I have breakfast options, I'm going to get like either Canadian bacon or like a big old like a ham steak. I think that's so much better than actual strips of bacon.
I feel like it's more meat, but dude, come on, the taste of bacon.
I think a nice ham steak, a nice grilled ham steak is better in my opinion.
I don't think you can ever make enough bacon. Have you ever like seen it like you get up the next morning and dad's making breakfast and he makes that big plate of bacon? Like, my God, that's a lot of bacon. It all gets eaten.
Here's the other thing too. Making bacon, I guess Making bacon is maybe where I'm at. It's dangerous, exactly. When I'm naked in the morning making bacon,
suicide,
it's terrible. I got burns all over my penis. It's awful.
those aren't bacon burns.
Maybe
buddy.
That's what. Yeah, it's hard to deter the the venereal disease along with the bacon burns. It's on there.
From bacon, man.
But no, I think maybe that's my hang up is actually cooking bacon. Like if someone makes me bacon, I'm all for it. Okay. But if I got to cook the bacon, your pan's ruined because now it's full of grease. So you got to wait for that. It's not like, I mean, you could do some fried eggs in there. I don't know.
Look at you just scrambling.
It's a lot of how do you do. It's a lot of how do you do for something
that's
average.
Sounds like you're scrambling.
It's average.
Because bacon is awesome. It's badass. It's the best thing
ever. It's okay. As far as breakfast foods are concerned, it's like 10th on the list in my opinion.
I hope you fall into a pot of bacon grease. You know what? Don't you ever say anything bad about bacon again.
I hope you choke on some bacon. No. I hope a pig breaks into your home while you're cooking bacon and that pig murders you. That's what I hope happens, all right?
Fat chance, buddy boy.
That's right there.
That pig's about to get fried up, man.
Get up here, piggy. Whee! All right, let's take a break. We got more Brock and Hunter coming up. It's WIRX.